On the island of Lura, Bob and Betty follow a path into the jungle. There they hear the ominous throbbing of jungle drums. Returning to the beach to tell Chandler of their discovery, they learn from Dorothy that Najee has wandered away into the jungle alone, and that Chandler and Wilson have gone to seek her. None of them have returned. Meanwhile, at the black mouth of the sinister cave into which Najee has vanished, the present act opens. Chandu, the magician.
You're not going to go in here, Chandler. You must have eyes like a cat. I couldn't even see the entrance to this cave.
There must be an inner room here somewhere. You see that faint green light?
Yeah. I suppose this must be kind of a hallway.
Come on, then.
I'm not going in there.
Oh, yes, you are.
Say, what's the matter with you, Chandler?
What do you mean, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I mean, if you want to go in there, it's okay, but I'm not going. If the princess has gone in there, it's just too bad.
How do you know that?
Well, you can tell by those drums and that crazy music that there's somebody in there. And it's probably a bunch of them natives.
You knew when you brought us here, this island was not uninhabited, as you said.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I didn't.
I think you did.
I tell you, I didn't. I told you there were stories about natives that used to live here. You know I told you that.
Yes. But you said nothing about there being even a remote possibility that anyone was here now. Come on. I'm going to go to the end of this passage.
Hey, no. No, hey, no. There's no telling what those natives might do if they get themselves all set for one of their ceremonies. I don't want to be here, I tell you.
Come on. At least we can go to the end of the passageway and look in.
I'll let go of my arm. I'll go.
Quietly. Don't stumble over any loose stones that might be on the floor. Careful now. There's a few more steps and we can see in.
Look. Look at that green light. There's somebody in there, all right.
What's that noise? Listen.
It's them cats. Look at their eyes. All over the walls. Thousands of them. Just like they always said. Let's get out of here.
Quiet.
Don't you see them eyes?
What is it?
I've heard about this for years, but it's true.
Tell me what it is.
Well, the story is that in this cave, there are ledges all around the walls with live cats on them.
But what are they doing with cats? Cats mean... These cats mean Zabasti.
I don't know what you're talking about, but it's something about their religion. They think cats are gods or something.
Back here, way along past me. Now tell me what you know about this.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Not yet. We haven't found Her Highness yet.
Well, I'm not going to help you find her.
Tell me about these people. What is the story? You know more about this than you told us on the boat.
Well, it's one of them things you just can't let alone. You hear it, and you just keep on trying to find out about it, and it finally gets you.
What is the story?
Well, they say... I suppose it sounds crazy to you. It did to me when I first heard it. They say these people used to be Egyptians.
Egyptians?
Yeah. And somehow or other, they got over here, and they've lived here ever since. Nobody ever sees cats running around the island. But any native will tell you the story about how this cave is full of them. And they sit up there on those ledges, and they kind of purr when the music plays. It sort of hypnotizes them, see?
Yes, indeed I see.
What do you mean? You sound like you was going in there anyway.
I am.
What for? If you get those natives mad, how do you know they won't turn those cats loose? They'd be like tigers.
I hope the priests won't know I'm there until it's too late.
How do you know they're priests?
They must be. Listen to the music, the drums. They're preparing for a ceremony, just as you said. That's what makes me think Najee's in there. You know she's in there, don't you, Wilson?
No.
Don't you?
No. No, I don't know anything about it.
You do?
No, I tell you, I don't.
Not here in the doorway again.
I've told you everything I know, except... Well, except that there's supposed to be a lot of other rooms besides this one.
Inner room, darling.
That's what they say. And in the inside one, there's supposed to be a white marble temple that's been there for a million years, I guess.
Did you ever hear of the ancient Lemurian race, Wilson?
No. No, I never heard of it.
Yes, you have.
I suppose I might as well tell you. I've been in these islands a long time, like I said. And ever since I've been here, I've been hearing about these people on this island. It's true. Well, I guess I'm kind of cracked on it now. I go around trading with these people among the islands. And every time I can, I ask a lot of questions to see if I can really find out anything about them. I can't seem to keep away from them. Well, now you know. What about it?
So at last you met an old man in Suva who persuaded you to get Princess Naughty over here. Is that it?
What if it is?
You came to the cafe that night and spoke to me about writing us your book. Knowing Naughty would, of course, come with us on this trip.
Well, what of it?
Is that what happened?
Yes, it is, if you have to know. I don't know what good it'll do you now, though.
Then you actually know she's in this cave, do you?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I tell you, I don't. All I did was to agree to bring her here. They were going to do the rest.
They? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I tell you, I don't know. There's no use you asking me any more questions. I told you all I know. Now I'm going away from here.
Not yet. Wait.
I tell you, I'm not going to stay. There's no telling what they'll do.
Fine.
I bow before the green light on the altar of the cat brother, Ubati.
Svenja, I might have known that clowning was a trick.
I tell you, we gotta get out of here. Them cat eyes and that green light.
Still, we've got to hear this. He may tell us where Naughty is.
I tell you, you can't do anything about it if she is here. What are you gonna do?
I say unto the goddess, the work of Ingan is finished. The tribal gods have received unto themselves the body of the princess of Egypt.
They must have taken her into one of the other rooms, Chandler. She's not here anywhere.
It's so dark here, we couldn't see her if she were. Unless she stood between us and the green altar light.
Say, what's the old man doing?
Can't you see? He's just prostrating himself before the altar.
Oh, yeah. I thought for a minute he just disappeared right into the air.
Pull yourself together. We've got to get Naughty out of here.
If you get her out of here, you'll get her out alone. I'm not going to get mixed up in this.
You're already mixed up in it. If they catch you in here now, it'll be as bad for you as if you wait a little longer and help me. Good heavens, how can a white man...
Say, when you've been in these islands as long as I have, you'll know people can do a lot of things you wouldn't think of doing when you first come here. Besides, I'm not even sure I am white anymore. I tell you, I can't stand those drums. How do we know the natives aren't all around us? How do we know they aren't sneaking up and back of us and get a cut on from us?
I tell you, you have them down on us.
Yeah, like a lot of cats. Their eyes shining at you in that green light. I tell you, I...
Listen to me.
Oh.
I'll do it if you won't. Wait here for me by the doorway. Will you do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All I want you to do is let me know if anyone comes in. I'm going up to the altar and look around. I'm sure the doorways that open into the other rooms must be visible from the altar. Ceremonial processions probably come that way.
Well, what'll I do if anybody does come?
Take this flashlight and point it toward the ceiling and press the button. I'll be watching for it. It'll make no noise, and a man could stand beside you in the darkness and not suspect you were giving me a signal. Even if he saw the light on the ceiling, he wouldn't know what it was, you see?
Yeah, I'll do it. Say, I hope we can find our way out of here.
Why do you say that?
Because I think you just stumbled up the entrance to this place. I've always heard there were a dozen of them. We'll get caught in here like rats in a trap. That's what'll happen to us.
Pull yourself together.
I've been thinking about this for years, I tell you. Oh. Hey, what became of that old fellow? You know.
Ian?
Yeah, where is he? If you go up there to the altar, you'll step on him, and he'll squawk loud enough to raise the dead.
Don't worry about that. Oh, there he is. He's standing here.
Say, did you see those steps going up the side of the altar?
Yes, I see them. Why?
I'd forgotten about them.
What about them?
Don't you see how they go up 7 steps? And then there's kind of a landing. And then 7 more?
Yes. What of it?
You'll see.
You mean Hingan's going up the steps to the top of the altar where the fire's burning?
You watch. Of course he is. See, he's starting right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What's he going to do?
There's a big pit down under that fire, they say. 5, 6, 7.
Oh! He's jumped into the plane.
I tell you, there's a big pit there. And they say it goes right down into the ocean.
What?
Somewhere underneath the island. Look how bright the fire is now. Look, you can see all around the room.
Get back into the shadows.
See those cats? They're all waking up. The light shining in their eyes. Look on that couch in front of the altar. There's somebody there. I'm not going to stay here. I can't stand it. I wouldn't stay here another minute if you made me a million miles.
that you lying there? Najee.
Najee, what have they done to you? Najee, they've killed you.